perfect. I find perspective. They're in the best and worst days of this life. You were always on my side. You're in the pain, you're in the promise. And on the days a furnace finds my faith, you're the fourth within the flame.
Says we are when we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. You know, God says that we are chosen, that we are not forsaken, that we are His children. So let's receive that today with open hearts as we sing this out together.
Grace is not a sin. While cleansing, not forsaking. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. Oh, you are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Oh, through the stars and free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Tabitha. Tabitha. Can you guys do that with me? Ready? Tabitha. The people in her city loved Tabitha. She was always doing good and helping the poor. It says that in Acts 9, verse 36. But she became sick and needed God to heal her. Today in the Big God story, we'll see how God is the Lord who heals. But before we take a look at the story, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for the story of Tabitha, and thank you for the fact that you heal us and that you are just always with us. I pray that we would have a great day today, and it's in your name that I pray. Amen.
So, in Tabitha's day, Christianity was just starting to spread throughout the whole world. After Jesus died, rose, and ascended into heaven, his followers told the good news about him everywhere they went. Who's heard of the word missionary before? Anyone? Right, a missionary is someone who has helped spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus. Most of us have probably heard of missionaries who work overseas in exotic or very different settings, different cultures, but some missionaries work every day in their hometown to spread the gospel through their words and actions to the people living around them.
Yeah, the book of Acts in the Bible is full of stories of missionaries who dedicated their lives to telling people about Jesus. As they shared the good news, it began to reach outside of Jerusalem to Joppa, where Tabitha lived. You can find the beginning of the story of Tabitha in Acts 9, verse 36. It says, "There was a believer living in Joppa named Tabitha. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor."
Tabitha served God with all her heart. She was a friend to many of the poor people in her town, and she took special care of the widows, meaning women who had lost their husbands had died, and she did this by sewing clothes for them. Way, way, way farther back than what we're even talking about today in the Big God story, God commanded his people to take very special care of widows. In Deuteronomy 14, 29, it says this, "Give it to the Levites who will receive no allotment of land among you, as well as to the foreigners living among you, the orphans and the widows in your town, so they can eat and be satisfied. Then the Lord, your God, will bless you in all of your work." And Tabitha honored God by doing exactly that.
But something terrible happened to Tabitha. Acts 9, verse 36 says, "About that time, she became sick and died. Those who knew and loved her were so sad. but they had heard that the Apostle Peter was very close to Joppa, and they maybe that he could heal her. So in Acts 9 verse 38, it says, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. So when Peter got there, the widows who had received clothes from Tabitha begged him to help.
In Acts 9:39, it says, so Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with other widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes that Tabitha had made for them. All the women stood around Peter and showed him all this clothing that Tabitha had made, and she'd taken such good care of that.
Yeah. Peter knew that God is the Lord who heals. It says in Acts 9, verse 40 through 41, but Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, get up, Tabitha. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called in the widows and all the believers, and he presented her to them alive. Can you imagine the looks on their faces?
No, they had to be so shocked. This must have been the most amazing and incredible miracle that all these people had ever seen. One minute, their beloved friend was dead, and the next, God used Peter to bring her back to life. In verse 42, it says, the news spread through the whole town, and because of this, many people believed in the Lord. God showed that truly he is the Lord who heals. And because of this miracle, more and more people came to faith in Jesus. In fact, God used every miracle we read about in Scripture to get his people's attention so they could hear about Jesus.
Isn't it wonderful to know that God still has the power to heal today? We can pray for healing for ourselves and for others because we know that God is powerful enough to heal, and he loves his children. He has the power over cancer, sickness, pain, and every kind of disease. And we can always ask God to perform a miracle and heal.
But we can also have faith that even when God chooses not to answer our prayers exactly how we want, he is doing something much bigger that we just can't quite understand. He can use sickness and even death, like in Tabitha's story, to show us how much he loves us. And we can hold to the promise in Psalm 34:18 that says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. So if you've been praying for healing and the Lord hasn't healed you or that person yet, keep praying. Remember how much God loves you and them, and watch for the ways you feel God's presence. Just a few years ago, you know, I had a friend who had hurt her ankle really, really bad. She had one of those boots. She couldn't walk very well, and she was going to have to be in it for quite a few weeks. And this was disappointing that she couldn't do sports or do the things she wanted. It was summer. It just wasn't very fun. So a few of us prayed that God would heal her ankle. And just after that, she took off her boot and could walk completely normal. Wow. It was a miracle.
So today we heard about a woman named Tabitha who got sick and died. But God is the Lord who heals, and he used Peter to do an incredible miracle, to raise her from the dead. This miracle showed that God's power over disease and death, and it showed his love for Tabitha. Her friends and everyone who put their faith in Jesus because hearing about what happened to Tabitha.
God heals in our day too. So now let's spend some time today asking God to heal those around us who may be sick and help us spread the good news in our city right here, right now. If you know someone in your life, or maybe it's you who needs healing, pray for them or pray and ask God to heal you. Spend some time praying that God would heal, because that's who God is. He is a God who heals. And if you don't know someone personally who is sick, then you can thank God for the health of you and the people around you, and just pray that people would hear the good news of Jesus.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen sweetest of loves,
Okay, now it's time for the blessing. So if you guys could hold out your hands while I say the blessing over you. May God care for your body, heart, and mind in every way. May he show himself as the Lord heals to you and to those around you.